Welcome to a damned nation, where now the namesake rings true. It is a damned nation. Well, what's going on? I really was not gonna do this at all. Wasn't gonna make anything about this. I wasn't gonna talk about this at all because I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. First of all, I'm gonna be honest and say I didn't even believe this at all. This virus thing, I didn't believe it at all because I'm black, and I know that the government has been against my people for the longest. I mean, us in general, everybody, you know, more or less my people. I gotta speak for myself. I know with the Tuskegee experiment, Black Wall Street, you know, what they did with the Black Panthers. Why would I trust the government when it comes to anything? I mean, I know you got people out there going, oh, you're fools. Y'all don't believe in vaccination. I believe back in the day, vaccinations were needed. But nowadays, it's hard to trust people. And I'm getting tired of people calling me, family members. Yo, what you think about this? Yo, I don't think about it. I don't think about the coronavirus at all. I really don't. What I always ask them is, who do you know that has the coronavirus? There's no one that can tell me anybody they know. I'm not talking about Hollywood stars. I'm talking about who do you know personally that has the coronavirus, and they can't answer me. I've taken my kids out. We done played in the park. We done took walks, hiking trips. We're still going around because my kids are out of school because of this thing. You know, they're doing work on the computer. My kid that was going to college, he has to see his teacher on the computer. And, you know, when this thing first happened, I really was like, this shit is fake. It is so fake. This is the New World Order shit that I was talking about in my other podcast. They said this in the book that they're going to create a virus. They're going to do something. So even if it is real, it's something that may have been created. I don't have the facts. I only know I've read things like this, but it was predictions. I mean, fact is, you can't tell me my people ain't been done dirty. You can't tell me the government didn't push drugs. Everything that's a conspiracy, years later, you find out it was true. So I'm not going to call some conspiracy. I'm going to wait and see what happens years later so they can go, guess what? You was right. So it's not my fault if I don't believe or trust everything I hear. That's not my fault. You know, there's other people who've never had catastrophes. So when they hear something, they're scared. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. You know what I'm worried? I'm worried that this is more than just some coronavirus, that this is some New World Order shit that's about to begin, or this is some type of a test to see how people react. So when the shakedown does go down, they're going to know what to expect, because the news is in on it. Everybody's in on it. Bill Gates, who, if you want to go look for it on YouTube, he was talking about population control. Yeah, Bill Gates, the guy inside of Microsoft, for you guys that love the Xbox so much. Yeah, that's your man. Well, he believes in population control and was talking about diseases and stuff, especially in Africa. Yeah, so yeah, fuck that dude. But this is what I'm talking about. You're afraid. You got people reading the Bible now and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't love this world anyway. So being that this is happening, it just makes me laugh that that's like the big thing. And then this happened during the World Trade Center too. You got these dudes, you know, I used to be out there on them streets like that. So I don't want to offend nobody, but you got these dudes, supposedly thugs, dudes that you know, that talk that gangster shit. But when the shit goes down, they doing something else. They wearing American flag bandanas. You know, they singing "We Are the World." You know, they wearing masks. You know who I see the people who wear masks in my community? Those same people that watch TV a lot. I don't watch TV. Everything I hear about coronavirus, I hear it. People are texting me. And they're sending me to these YouTube videos. That's how I know about the coronavirus. Like, all this outbreak stuff, just people calling me. "Hey, yo, what you think about that?" I'm like, bro, I'm not even paying that shit no mind. Like, I'm literally playing something else or doing something else. I'm really not of this world. I'm not paying attention to this, man. I'm not going to let it take control of me. I'm on this podcast because I want to wake people up, man. It's like you're in the Matrix, for real. You're like really in the Matrix. And what you need to be worried about is not the virus. You need to worry about what your government's going to do next. They're going to shut shit down and they're going to make you take some type of antidote that they don't know really much of. And then that's what's going to kill you. It ain't going to be the coronavirus. It's the antidote that's going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? So if the government is upset with these words that I'm saying or anybody's saying or calling things fake news, that's your fault, man, for not putting out full disclosure, not being honest with people. You know, eliminate people, pushing the drug, not taking care of these pharmaceutical companies that's out there pumping drugs and making money for making this world corporate. So when you live in a country that's all about lies, and then they tell you, "Oh, if you don't like it, go somewhere else." And I always tell people when they tell me that, it makes me laugh. "You don't like it here, go somewhere else. Where am I going? This is my planet, just like yours. This is my earth, just like yours. But everywhere I go, it seems you have some type of involvement." You know what I'm saying? I would love to go somewhere else where you're not involved. But you're always going to be involved. So when you keep your involvement out of my shit, we could be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like France is still getting paid off of Africa's back. The Brits are taxing the blacks because they no longer, because their forefathers no longer were a slave master, so they felt they had to be recompensated for their losses. Ain't that a bitch? Imagine your slave master telling you, "Hey, we set them free. Now we're not making money, so they gotta reimburse us." Yo, that's some real shit going on, man. So all I'm saying, man, I'm gonna keep it nice and sweet, man. There's so much things going on right now, man, that, yo, if this coronavirus is real, I'm not going to put it past them. This is working good for someone. It's working good for someone. So, anyway, peace. Y'all bless. And, yo, stop asking me about this coronavirus thing because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You know, I get it. You know, some family members want to ask me. Y'all get it. That's cool, man. I'll put your mind at ease. I'm going to let you know right now, I don't give a fuck about the coronavirus, man. I don't care. I don't know no human being that has this at all. Don't know nobody that got this shit at all. Now, when you tell me who you know that got it, I'm talking about I personally know. I ain't talking about no movie stars. Someone personally you know got it, then maybe we can have some type of dialect. But right now, if it is real or if it isn't, remember, that's not the worst thing you need to fear. You got to fear what's going to happen next. What's next going to happen? All right, peace.